You're listening to SBS News.
Domestic violence training at the biggest bottle shop businesses in Australia has started. Endeavour Group's General Manager Claire Smith says the program has been developed in partnership with the domestic violence counselling service 1800 Respect.
Training really aims to help our team identify the signs of abuse and know what to do in the circumstances that they encounter, and we've included some of those circumstances from real life examples that our team have told us about.
Staff are being taught how to report violence and know what support systems to refer people to. The Managing Director of BWS Bottle Shops, Scott Davidson, says some staff have already been responding to domestic violence.
Recently in Queensland, one of our store teams actually encountered a domestic violence issue where a young lady actually sought refuge inside one of our stores. Our team reacted instinctively, closed the doors and called the police immediately.
The head of 1800 Respect, Fiona Mort, says the training aims to prevent domestic violence by challenging negative views of women. She expects the staff will use their training to confront workmates and customers if they disrespect women. Ms. Mort says respect is vital because it prevents domestic violence.
It's not just about when you see physical violence or sexual violence happening. It's actually about picking up on those conversations about disrespect. And the perfect example, I mean, I'm a footy fan, AFL, sorry, not rugby, but there's been a plethora of comments over the years about you run like a girl or you play like a girl or girls can't umpire footy. That's disrespectful.
The Foundation for Alcohol Research and Education estimates that nationwide, alcohol is involved in up to 65% of family violence incidences reported to the police. Bottle shop staff are being taught how to recognise domestic violence, but they won't have the power to refuse to sell alcohol to people they suspect are hurting others. The Managing Director at BWS, Scott Davidson, again.
That's not the purpose of the training. The purpose of the training is to build awareness and to support the individuals and the victims involved. And in many instances, it actually may be our team as well. So I think building awareness is the primary part of it.
Australian government laws make it illegal to sell alcohol to people who are drunk or under the age of 18. The Minister for Women's Safety, Anne Rustin, has no plans to also ban the sale of alcohol to people who are committing domestic violence.
We know that often alcohol is present in situations of domestic violence, but it's the disrespectful behaviour that sits behind domestic violence is the thing that we must address.
Senator Rustin wishes to see other businesses undertake domestic violence training similar to the program being offered in the bottle shops.
What we want to do by the program that we're rolling out here is to make sure that the people who come into contact with a situation that may be a domestic violence situation, that they are able to make the appropriate trauma-informed referrals to the services to support those people. That's the main purpose of these programs.
The training being offered by the bottle shops is welcomed by the domestic violence support provider DV West. But CEO Catherine Gander says education needs to be matched with more funding for support services.
Every time we do this type of prevention work, it raises the expectation that there'll be somewhere for women and children to go. And currently, that is not the case. Most services on the ground, whether they're counselling services or refuges, are turning women and children away at around the same rate that they're being able to provide services.
Ms. Gander says in the past year, her service has had to turn away more than 1,200 women.